You are listening to WGXC ACRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show during our Tower Power Pledge Drive, where we're basically having a referendum on whether WGXC stays an FM radio station or just becomes an internet streaming service. If we have enough new sustaining supporters signing up at WGXC.org/donate, then we can stay on the FM tower and we can afford to pay the rent there and the electricity bills, and the 3,300 watts of community voices will continue to beam out into the local ether. If you want that to continue to happen, then make a pledge today at WGXC.org/donate. Keep listening to the WGXC Morning Show, which is next after Jason Martin finishes singing this song, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On Sunday, October 9th, turn out or tune in to a performance of Elvis Perkins in Deerland at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Elvis Perkins in Deerland is Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins playing with Nicholas Kinsey, Brigham Brough, and Wyndham Garnett. They don't play too often out in the Hudson Valley, but they have played at the Newport Folk Festival and the Primavera Sound Festival. This is their first Hudson Valley appearance in a decade. To turn out or tune in, there'll be a live webcast at WGXC.org from 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday, October 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Diane Pinera Zucker reports for the Daily Freeman that the flyers left illegally last week inside a number of Rosendale mailboxes and on car windshields in the New Paltz Plaza parking lot directed their recipients via URL codes to White Lives Matter and other Nazi-identified social media websites. However, contrary to what the Ulster County Sheriff's Office said last week, the distribution was not limited to a, quote, handful, unquote, of Rosendale addresses, and they included an image of Adolf Hitler and are blatantly anti-Semitic. One post on the site to which one flyer link says Nazi just means person not interested in sex with kids or attending urine-themed homosexual orgies until festering boils break out all over your body, unquote. Another flyer linked recipients to the White Lives Matter official site on Telegram. The Southern Poverty Law Center categorizes White Lives Matter as, quote, a neo-Nazi group that is growing into a movement as more and more white supremacist groups take up its slogans and tactics, unquote. New Paltz Police Chief Robert Lucchesi said the department had reported the incident to the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Federation of Ulster County. David Drimmer of the Jewish Federation of Ulster County and a member of the Ulster County Human Rights Commission said he believes the distribution was the work of James Shealy, KKK Grand Wizard of New York and New Jersey. Deputy County Executive Chris Kelly said Ulster County is, quote, forming a task force for preventing and responding to domestic terrorism, unquote. The flyer distribution in Rosendale is under investigation by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. Ulster County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Joseph Sciutto declined to categorize the flyers as, quote, racist or white supremacist, unquote, but his boss, Sheriff Juan Figueroa, called their message, quote, despicable, unquote, calling the flyers, quote, offensive, unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that in a year of multiple state primary election dates and special congressional elections, Greenville voters go back to the polls again December 6th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Scott M. Ellis Elementary School to consider a $14.5 million capital project. The school board will present their case for passing the large budget on October 17th, November 19th, and November 29th at the school. The new construction project includes $11.3 million in spending at the elementary school, $2.4 million for the middle school high school, and $1.4 million in, and I quote, alternate scope considerations, end quote. The school board says that they will not have to raise taxes for the project, with 70% coming from the state and the rest from the district's capital reserve fund. Project would improve the condition of the roof and ventilation systems, enlarge the art department, and make other classroom improvements. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Republican-controlled Dutchess County Legislature on October 11th voted in favor of a domestic partner registry brought to their attention by Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall. The law was proposed two previous times but never made it through the legislature, Kendall said. Quote, establishing a registry now would allow those whose long-term relationships have been acknowledged in other jurisdictions to be recognized in their new county of residence. It will also allow partners to participate more fully in joint financial and medical decision-making, unquote. He noted that many partnerships registered in New York City have relocated to Dutchess County. The Democratic minority singled out the two Republicans who voted against the law. In a statement, they said, quote, invoking religious rhetoric, Republican legislator Lisa Paoloni voted no, saying the law would delegitimize the sanctity of marriage. And Republican legislator Alan Sermon also voted no, saying, quote, if you are in a committed relationship, marriage is definitely the best way to go, unquote. Any Dutchess resident age 18 or older who has been living with their partner for at least 1 year is eligible to apply for the registry. Either or both of the partners can choose to terminate, even if one does not agree to the termination. New York City, Suffolk, Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties, as well as some municipalities in Nassau County, have established similar domestic registries. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Pete DeMola reports in the Times Union about how the Albany tradition of mailing out checks just before an election continues this year. The State Department of Taxation and Finance said October 11th, New York is mailing out child and earned income tax payments to about 1.8 million citizens. The average payment of the checks is $270 to relieve pandemic and inflation-related expenses. Acting Commissioner of Taxation and Finance Amanda Hiller said, and I quote, we're delivering these relief checks to hardworking New Yorkers who've been feeling the pinch of inflation, end quote. Voting begins this year, October 29th, and continues through November 8th. So far, 360,000 checks have been sent to possible voters. An anonymous state worker said the timing with the election was a coincidence. A A spokesperson for the State Department of Tax and Finance said, and I quote, "Culling through the data put us at the time frame. It was more so deadlines to get those checks out to homeowners. School and property taxes were due, so we wanted to process those first," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Mike Goodwin reports for the Times Union that the city of Albany is the top place to live in the state of New York, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest ranking of best places to live in the U.S. Overall, Albany ranked 21st in the survey's annual catalog of top American metropolitan areas. U.S. News notes that homes in Albany sell for, quote, less than the national median sale price, unquote, and the average income is higher than the national average. The story promotes life on Lark Street, noting the heart of the city's Center Square neighborhood features small businesses, galleries, churches, and, quote, wine shops featuring New York State vintages, unquote. The magazine also highlights Albany's proximity to the Adirondacks and Catskills, as well as its architecture, both its residential brownstones and the state capitol and the Empire State Plaza. Albany bested Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, and New York City in the rankings. Huntsville, Alabama was rated the best place to live in the U.S., followed by Colorado Springs, Colorado, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California to round out the top five. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
New York's latest foliage report details leaves reaching peak color change locally. The report says, and I quote, "In Greene County, foliage is peaking in Windham and should remain so through the weekend, with almost total change and very brilliant red, orange, yellow, and purple leaves. Peak foliage will arrive in the town of Catskill with very brilliant yellow and orange leaves, along with bright touches of red. In Ulster County, reports from Kingston predict foliage at midpoint of change, with more than 50% transition and bright green, yellow, and orange leaves. Columbia County spotters in Old Chatham are predicting near peak to peak leaves this weekend, with up to 80% change and very brilliant ginger, tangerine, canary yellow, paprika, chili, peach, and scarlet leaves. Foliage should be around midpoint of change in Hudson, where spotters expect 50% change and average to bright green, yellow, and orange leaves, along with flashes of red. Foliage will be near peak throughout Rensselaer County, with a good mix of bright fall colors. Look for 70 to 80% foliage change in the northern and eastern parts of the county, and 55 to 65% change in the southern and western portions. See New York's foliage report for more information.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers mainly before 7 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 64 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 41 degrees. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 67 degrees. And Saturday night, isolated showers after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And back is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Friday, October 14th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices at 90.7 FM during our fall pledge drive, where you can go to wgxc.org/donate to help keep tremendous programming on the radio, including at 10 a.m. on Friday, the Global Agogo Show is on, featuring tracks from Abdullah Ibrahim, Chucas Valdez, and Julia Vert, among others. Then Jared Wigashud is live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. After the local news, he's got all sorts of funk, R&B, rock, pop, and soul for you. Then from 2 to 4 p.m., the Thursday shows interrupted by our coverage of the January 6th hearings in Washington, D.C., are moved to Friday. So What's the Frequency? Kenneth has an October surprise at 2 p.m. And then we find out what's in the sock drawer on Turn on the News at 3 p.m. on 90.7 FM. At 6 p.m., we go live to Catskill with Clubhouse Radio and teenagers talking about their issues and playing their music. And we have teenagers in Hudson at 7 p.m. on the Bound by Books show telling us what they've been reading lately. And it's time for Hudson Valley Sounds at 8 p.m., all kinds of local music on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Saturday, October 22nd, come out to Wave Farm and view the installations. It's part of WGXC's Fall Pledge Drive. Noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 22nd, Wave Farm will welcome drop-in visitors for tours of the campus, including WGXC Acre Studio and the many installations on the property that employ radio in some way. Also, community members and local nonprofit organizations can come by to record public service announcements to air on 90.7 FM, and members of the public can record a station ID for WGXC. Again, that's Wave Farm is open for visits on Saturday, October 22nd during the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive from noon to 6 p.m. Go to WGXC.org for more information, and we'll see you on Saturday, October 22nd at Wave Farm.
Hey man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 14th. So close to having a Friday 13th, but, you know, we take what we can get. Local early morning temperatures range from 46 degrees in Phoenicia to 52 in Germantown. Regional average soil temperature is 56 degrees. 750 miles away is where you will find the closest chances for snow today in Upper Michigan. The Friday fall foliage forecast, shamelessly stolen from I Love New York, is in Greene County. Foliage is peaking in Windham and should remain so through the weekend, with almost total change in very brilliant red, orange, yellow, and purple leaves. Peak foliage will arrive in the town of Catskill with very brilliant yellow and orange leaves along with bright touches of red. I can verify that, folks. I was up in the hills recently and it is looking fantastic. In Ulster County, reports from Kingston predict foliage at midpoint of change with more than 50% transition and bright green, yellow, and orange leaves. Columbia County spotters in Old Chatham are predicting near peak to peak leaves this weekend with up to 80% change and very brilliant ginger, tangerine, canary yellow, paprika, chili. Okay, let's just say it's going to be colorful. Foliage should be around midpoint of change in Hudson, where spotters expect 50% change and average to bright green, yellow, and orange leaves with splashes of red. Okay, rain gets the boot by 9 a.m. A light breeze and descending relative humidity will help things to dry out. A high of 67 is expected to linger for an hour to two after 2 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 42 degrees, then bounce back up to 68 degrees, giving us a beautiful fall Saturday to go check out those leaves. 43 degrees overnight and calm conditions could make for some foggy Sunday morning. Then, mostly sunny skies with a high of 62. Monday, rain returns and we see a high of only 56 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:03 a.m., high tide at 6:52 a.m., low tide again at 12:54 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:01 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 6:03 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:02 a.m. Looking way up, we see a passing coronal mass ejection has sparked up enough activity to bring aurora activity down to the northern border of the continental U.S. Solar wind speed is currently 343 kilometers per second at 16 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 57. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who are asking for your help keeping the waves rolling. Radio waves, that is. The tower needs tending, so if I'm coming through on old-fashioned radio, please consider becoming one of our sustaining supporters. It's people like you that keep the photons flying. So get jotted down in my book of heroes by heading on over to WGXE.org and hitting that donate button.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fred Schroeder and Allison Whiting of Ghent, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We've got a pledge drive going on, and we are in need of your support to help renew the lease on our broadcast tower. That tower is a very important factor in our broadcasts. In fact, just using the word broadcast implies that we have a tower. You may not listen to much terrestrial radio at home, but I'll bet you do in your car. We have a very large listenership that tunes us in while they're driving. So in order to keep that going, we need our tower. Help us out. Give us a call. Donate. Go to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining member. We would love that.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland. Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Siamo lieto di poter rievocare, in poche parole, le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of The Jazz Disturbance, the show that started with WGXC in 2011. During our Tower Power Fall 2022 pledge drive, I'm asking for your support, and I'm asking for several reasons. One reason, we need more of you to become monthly sustaining donors, like me. We need an additional $1,250 a month, making our monthly revenue over $4,000. Another reason, our tower lease will soon expire, and we need the funds to renew it. Yet another reason is one we're all familiar with, ongoing expenses like electricity, the phone bill, etc. Your pledge of support helps with all of that. Shows like The Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus, the other show that I host on Thursdays, have a home on the FM dial. Make your pledge of support at wgxc.org/donate or call area code 518-697-7400. That's wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Thank you.
Fund drive is being called the Tower Power, not the power, not the power of tower. What am I thinking of? The power, Tower Power. Anyway, it's being called the Tower Power fund drive. And there's a lot of important things to point out. You know, it's time coming up to renew our lease for this this high tower that broadcasts us so far as far as it does. Our current lease is going to expire soon. So it's our biggest expenditure, okay? And we want to keep WGXC on the air for obvious reasons. Me, among others. Me, my co-host Sila, and the incredible amount of other hosts and information you get on WGXC. Now, as you know, the ultimate goal for a while has been to get enough sustaining supporters toward the ultimate goal of $5,000 a month in monthly contributions. And then we wouldn't even have to do these pledge drives. That goal is within our grasp. We need to add $1,250 a month in donations. Can you help us with that? Can you? It doesn't seem impossible. Wouldn't it be cool if there was one person out there who said, okay, I pledge $1,250 every month. Okay, now how do you do it, right? How do you pledge? Well, hold on to your hats, folks. There's a number of ways, including a new one this year. How do you like that? You can donate at three stores. That's right. Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books in Hudson, and Boom and Bloom Records and Flowers in East Durham. And shortly, I'll give you all the details about those places so you know how to do it. And, of course, the easiest way, the easiest, easiest, easiest way is to go to the WGXC.org website, and you'll see a red button that says donate. And do that. You can do it. So let's see, $1,250. That's a lot of $5 monthly contributions, but we can get there because I know we have listeners. Look, when Sheila and I took the show out into the street this summer, I was stunned, A, by people who knew who we were from listening, and people who drove by and said, we're listening to you. And not just my friends, although some of them were. And when I say not just my friends, I include a certain older common council member who drove by twice. And he's not my friend. No, he's a good guy. And I know he became a sponsor, a supporter. So thank you once again. A shout out to Dominic Moranti, who pledged during our last pledge drive to do a monthly pledge. But we need more. We always need more. Because believe me, even if we got this tower and we got the whole money in, it would be nice to upgrade some things like this crappy microphone I have to use. Granted, I'm not in the studio where the microphones are better. We are always on the verge of the ridiculous and the absurd, right? Okay. Now, did I mention you can also, if you don't go online and donate, just call up 518-697-7400. Write that down. I'll say it nice and slow. Really slow. 518. You know that area code, right? 697-7400. And we have a bank of celebrities, Manning is because they're womaning it too, I guess, listening for your phone call. Okay? 518-697-7400 or 7400. And again, I'm looking for the information in the stores, but you can probably look them up online. Spike's Record Rack on Main Street in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records right here in Hudson on Warren Street, and Boom and Bloom on Route 145 in East Durham. The only one of the three I've never been to. Oh, and guess what? Guess what? Go to one of those stores, and you can get a free bumper sticker. Yay, bumper stickers. We have one on one of our cars. We have one of the great ones designed by my BFF, Stefan Beck, with a little Rip Van Winkle motif. That's right, a motif of Rip Van Winkle. We, hey, speaking of which, I'll give you another. You know, we don't have any of those little giveaways, all that swag crap that people give away. But I'm going to give you one of my own. If you pledge to become a monthly sustainer, you can get a inscribed, personally inscribed photograph of yours truly. What do you think of that?
We are in the middle of our Tower Power pledge drive here at WGXC. We're raising money so that we can renew the lease on our broadcasting tower. And of course, we're appealing to you, our staunch supporters, our listeners, to give us a hand. You're actually giving yourself a hand. We would like you to make a contribution. It can be a one-time contribution. You can mail us a check. Just mail it to Post Office Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405. We actually now accept cryptocurrency. I have no idea how we do that, but I know we do. So, you know, whatever is your pleasure. We use PayPal. You can use a credit card. We accept donations of stock. Just think about that. So go to our website, WGXC.org, and click on donate. All the information is right there.
Power.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast. We start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Citco in South Caro has a gallon of gas for $3.69 a gallon. Gas Buddy website says that's the lowest price. The air quality forecast is a 35, up from a 22 on Thursday. And then the UV index is up from 0 on Thursday when it rained all day to a 3 forecast. It's in the moderate range on Friday. National Weather Service says it'll be cloudy in the morning and gradually clearing with a high of 59 and a northwest wind 6 to 8 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Friday night should be clear with a low around 41 and a west wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. And Saturday, the forecast says sunny skies with a high of 63 and a south wind 8 to 13 miles per hour in the morning spinning local windmills. Saturday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 44 and a south wind 5 to 7 miles per hour coming west after midnight. And then Sunday, the forecast is for sunny skies with a high of 60 and a low around 42. And listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Mopping up soda pop rickies to our heart's delight.
Dancing to swing real quickies, jukebox Saturday night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mixing hot drinks and vanilla, jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us,
being in Honeyland, making one Coke last us
till it's time to scratch.
Money we really don't need bad, we make out all right.
Let me up the guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
After sipping a soda we got a scheme, somebody else played the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
We love to hear that tenor croon whenever the ink spots sing a tune. If I didn't know why the roses grow, then I wouldn't know why the roses grow.
Honey child, if I didn't know all the little things I'm supposed to know, then I sure wouldn't be one of them there ink spots.
If I didn't know.
Bo, 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 bo.
Glenn Miller on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. We're in the midst of our Tower Power Pledge Drive. And we're listening this hour to some of the sounds made from vinyl records, as record stores are often the center of local music scenes. A place to gather, a place to find out information about shows upcoming from flyers or word of mouth, a place to run into
other music fans who might know something that you don't know yet. It's a real place for sharing. It's share what you've found, share what you're looking for, share what you might want to hear. It all is at the crossroads of a local record store. And here locally, we have three local record stores that are run by WGXC volunteer programmers. We've got Dan Seward with the long-running Battlefield Earth Show on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. on WGXC, and he has the John Doe Books and Records Shop on Warren Street in Hudson. We also have Spike Priggin with his long-running Spike's Bedazzled Radio Hour, 2 hours at noon every Wednesday from Catskill, his record store on Main Street in Catskill. And Patrick Secor's show is on every other Tuesday at noon on WGXC and has a Boom and Bloom record and flower shop out on Route 145 in East Durham. These three record stores are in some ways the center of the local music scene, place where you can find out about new releases and new shows, see flyers for events and drummers wanted. If you're starting up a band, you head to the record store to find out who else wants to start up a band. So we are centering local record stores on our current WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive, where we're deciding if we can afford to stay on our large tower in Greene County. And we're asking you to go to your local record store and spend some dough there. You can also make a donation to WGXC. There should be a little box on the counter for you to make a donation. But if you also buy a bunch of vinyl records, they're going to give a portion to WGXC. There's also some WGXC t-shirts and hats and for sale, and you can ask when you get to the counter at any of the local record stores, say WGXC sent you. They'll give you a bumper sticker. If you are one to want to help the local music scene and want to see lots of different bands from all over the world come across local stages, well, this is one way to do your part to strengthen the entire local music scene. WGXC plays local music on the air. The Hudson Valley Sound Show is on every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m., filled with hours of local music, and we also air local shows live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. We interview bands coming to town or bands releasing local albums, and we play those local releases throughout the day on all sorts of shows. So WGXC is always tried to be a friend to local music and the local music scene, and this pledge drive, we're trying to be a part of it by helping to send you to one of the local record stores. Stop by John Doe's Books and Records on Warren Street in Hudson. Stop by Spike's Record Rack on Main Street in Catskill. Stop by the Boom and Bloom Shop this weekend out on Route 145 in East Durham. And be a part of the local music scene. Be a part of WGXC and make a little donation there. Buy a few records. Maybe pick up a t-shirt or at least put a bumper sticker on your car. But head out to any of your local record stores this week during the WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive through October 28th. Visit Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, or the Boom and Bloom Shop out on Route 145 in East Durham. Sometime soon.
But it won't sell on somewhere. What evil have I done? What evil has the poor girl done? Yeah, did I love my phonograph? But yeah, I broke my winding chain. lovin' and give it to your herderman. Now we played it on the sofa now, we played it side the wall. My needles have got rusty, baby, it will not play at all. We played it on the surfer, and we played it side the wall. But my needles have got rusty, and it will not play at all. Yeah, as I go crazy, baby, I will lose my mind.
Thank you. Tony Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Friday, October 14th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices at 90.7 FM during our fall pledge drive, where you can go to wgxc.org/donate to help keep tremendous programming on the radio, including at 10 a.m. on Friday, the Global Agogo Show is on, featuring tracks from Abdullah Ibrahim, Chucas Valdez, and Julia Vert, among others. Then Jared Wigashid is live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. After the local news, he's got all sorts of funk, R&B, rock, pop, and soul for you. Then from 2 to 4 p.m., the Thursday shows, interrupted by our coverage of the January 6th hearings in Washington, D.C., are moved to Friday. So What's the Frequency? Kenneth has an October surprise at 2 p.m. And then we find out what's in the sock drawer on Turn on the News at 3 p.m. on 90.7 FM. At 6 p.m., we go live to Catskill with Clubhouse Radio and teenagers talking about their issues and playing their music. And we have teenagers in Hudson at 7 p.m. on the Bound by Books show telling us what they've been reading lately. And it's time for Hudson Valley Sounds at 8 p.m., all kinds of local music on 90.7 FM, WGXC.